This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The Schoharie News reports that local political activists on the left are banding together for a major voter registration effort this Sunday, March 12th. Volunteers will go door-to-door signing up new voters and asking for petition signatures demanding U.S. Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, hold public town hall meetings. The Resistance Voter Registration event is a mass canvas action organized by local Indivisible, hashtag Resistance, and Women's March NY groups, with Citizen Action and local Democratic and Working Families Party committees. There are 12 launch locations for volunteers to meet from 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., including at the Hudson Area Library Community Room at 51 North 5th Street in Hudson, the Senior Center at 207 Market Street in Saugerties, and the Elks Lodge, number 2022, at 7711 Albany Post Road in Red Hook. Read the full story in the Schoharie News. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced March 9th that the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation Board of Directors approved nearly $60 million in grants and interest-free and low-cost loans for drinking water and wastewater infrastructure projects across New York State, including in Cairo and Chatham. The town of Cairo is getting $3.5 million, a $2.1 million New York State water grant, and a $1.4 million zero-interest loan to help additional source water capacity, treatment improvements at an existing well, improvements to the existing finished water storage tank, distribution system upgrades, and installation of new water meters and meter reading equipment. The Village of Chatham gets $808,217, that's $484,930 from a New York State water grant, and a $323,287 low-interest loan to replace the village's existing open finished water reservoir with a new 400,000-gallon closed finished water storage tank and to replace the water main that services the existing reservoir. Matthew Hamilton reports at Capital Confidential the state's correction officers union is upset by Governor Andrew Cuomo's comments March 7th, supporting raising the age of criminal responsibility from 16 to 18 years old. Cuomo said that putting young, nonviolent offenders in the adult criminal justice system, quote, places some of our youngest New Yorkers in a prison system where they are more likely to be assaulted, to be injured by prison staff, and to commit suicide than their peers processed as juveniles, end quote. The New York State Correctional Officers and Police Benevolent Association said it was, quote, completely unacceptable that the governor would make misleading and disingenuous remarks about corrections officers to score some cheap political points in pursuit of his raise the age proposal, end quote. Cuomo reacted through a spokesperson, quote, Governor Cuomo has always supported the hardworking men and women who work in our prison system and keep our facilities safe, and during the past 2 years, the administration has increased staffing and invested millions in new technology and training to enhance safety and accountability for staff and inmates alike, end quote, said Jason Alon, Cuomo's spokesman. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. Emily Masters is reporting in the Times Union, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials told Hudson resident Elsa Martinez on Wednesday, March 8th, she would not be detained and deported. Martinez attended a meeting to discuss her immigration status at the Department of Homeland Security building in Latham, accompanied by approximately 30 protesters, who cheered when Martinez emerged from the building. Martinez, the mother of five children, has lived in the United States for 27 years and owns a cleaning business. She now has a work permit and is filing for temporary protective status, a family member said. Martinez is the third member of her family recently embraced by the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement and the Albany New Sanctuary Movement. Her brother, Ramiro Martinez Chacon, was detained by immigration officers outside his Hudson home on February 7th. He is currently being held at the Rensselaer County Jail on behalf of ICE. Martinez Chacon's wife, Maria de Jesus Cantarero Mercado, met with federal agents about her own immigration status on March 2nd, as members of local sanctuary groups rallied outside the Latham government building. Read the full story in the Times Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.